"Found something," she said, mostly to the room, since Riven was the only one in it. He looked up from the doorway where he stood without leaning, the way he always stood, weight even, ready. "Show me. You would not see it. It is not visual, it is rhythm. Numbers have a rhythm when someone is telling the truth. This breaks rhythm." She turned the page toward him anyway, more out of habit than expectation. Riven studied it for a moment longer than she thought he would. "I see a gap. That is the rhythm breaking. Good. You are learning to read the wrong way, which is still reading." She pulled a second page from the folder, an earlier quarter, and laid it beside the first. "Look here. Same vendor, 3 months prior. Sequence runs clean, no gap. Whoever built this fracture only started needing it recently, which tells me something changed. A new expense. A new obligation. Something that needed hiding fast enough that they got sloppy about the numbering." "Could be nothing," Riven said, testing her the way he tested most things, by offering the weaker argument first to see if she would defend the stronger one. "Could be nothing," Nora agreed. "Except nothing does not usually cost exactly $4,400, twice, in consecutive months, routed through a vendor that shares an address with a nail salon that closed 2 years ago." "You check the address already." "I check every address. It is the first thing I do, before I even trust the numbers." She tapped the vendor's listed street. "Real businesses leave traces even after they close. Leases, utility disconnections, a sign still bolted to the building. This address has none of that. It never had a business in it at all." He set a cup of coffee down beside her hand without being asked, coffee that smelled like it had personally offended the machine that made it. "Different job, same discipline. I watch a room the way you watch a ledger. Looking for the beat that does not match. Glenn taught me to fear quiet rooms," Nora said, not looking up from the page. "He used to make me sit in them until I apologized for things I had not done, just to end the silence." "I use quiet rooms," Riven said. "Different religion. Same furniture." She almost laughed at that, a short exhale through her nose that surprised her more than it surprised him. "That is a strange way to put it. It is an honest way." He pulled the second folding chair around, not close enough to crowd her, close enough that the distance between them stopped being accidental. Fear and use are not the same tool, even when they look identical from outside. "Glenn used quiet to make you smaller. I use it to hear what a room is not saying." Psychological tension lived in the inches between their two chairs after that, a distance neither of them closed and neither of them widened. A kind of cat and mouse, without any of the cute language people usually wasted on it. Nora saved the file under a name that meant nothing to anyone else, the way Quinn had taught her, and kept working while Riven watched the door the way he watched every door, without hovering, without making his attention feel like a leash. "Talk me through it," he said after a while. "The rhythm thing. I want to understand what I am protecting." Nora considered refusing, the old instinct to keep her skill locked where nobody could use it against her later. Then she considered that Riven had asked instead of assumed, which Glenn had never once done in 6 years. Every real vendor relationship has friction. Late payments, disputed amounts, small errors that get corrected in the next batch. Fraud is too clean. It looks perfect because someone built it to look perfect, and perfect is the tell. So you are looking for the places where nothing goes wrong. Exactly backward from how most people think fraud works. They expect chaos. Real chaos is honest. Fake calm is the crime.